This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here with another overview of the news of the week as it affects family farms, not big agribusinesses. There's a huge difference, as most of you know who are followers of fashion here, between the family farmers and what they're accomplishing and the big agribusinesses. So you'll find my slant always down on the side of people who are, I guess, sometimes we talk about people who look just like me, and I'm an American family farmer. I've been around cows all my life. You can check out my farm at Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. The focus on food, family, and the farm. The news of the week focuses on food prices and how they're going up, and are we going to get our fair share? Actually, this isn't very good timing when you think about what's going on, obviously. Some areas of the world, 30-40%, Brazil, for example, the price of local beans up 54% compared to last January. In Russia, consumers are protesting in the streets. See, we don't hear much about what's going on in some of these other countries, Russia and China, because they don't have a free news media, and therefore we only get half the story or maybe none of the story, but this has leaked out. Consumers are paying 61% more for many commodities than they did a year ago. For example, sugar, very hard to acquire in Russia. Some of the emerging markets are feeling the pain of the surge in costs for raw materials, because not only are we talking about food, but you look at other commodities like oil, for example. The prices are roaring up now, even though they've been way off because of lack of usage. Well, now, it's like wood, lumber, things to build houses. Try to find things in Home Depot that you used to find a year ago, or you can't find them because there is so much consumer demand. And speaking of that, here in our country and in Canada and Europe, where we're often compared, the companies that are, the pressure from the pandemic and the disruptions in the food chain and the rising costs of packaging, because people are trying to find a way to not use plastic. We have a real problem. I mean, I guess it is a food problem. How many of you sell things from your farm and use plastic to, some of you, I guess, like me, I sell ice cream and we put it in cardboard containers. And those are more easily destroyed than the plastic. Plastic takes 200-300 years to break down unless you grind it up and use it for something else. So very important. It's a very important consideration. The things that you can now see in some stores, the stores that used to be able to feed you, you know, you go in and you get a meal and they have those sort of cardboardy things that were, you can put them into landfill and they're disposable. Those aren't around much. Because there aren't many people buying food that way. But the bottom line here, I suggest to you, and I'm looking at some of the food analytics that are being studied both here in our country and in Canada, situation not going to be better. We're all going to have to get used to paying more for food. You know what I say to that? Good. Especially when it comes to understanding what it costs. The American public has, because we're just cheap. That's the bottom line. We've fallen into this malaise of buying the cheap crap that's produced in China, and that doesn't include food. Well, it didn't used to, and now it does, because they're trying to buy into, they own the major pork supplier in the country, Smithfield, and they're trying to buy Tyson and other chicken producers, and they're trying to buy into the beef market, mostly to serve themselves and their people, so they don't have in the street riots over there. The food quality in China is awful. There's a lot of disruption in China that we don't hear about in our news media. And much of the concern is over food. So the Chinese government being as they are, They're trying to buy up all kinds of things over in this country and elsewhere around the world. And they've had more success because the people in other countries are not as concerned about China taking over the world as we are in some of the progressive countries of the West. So let's see where this all goes. But the price of land, I see Bill Gates just bought some more land, pushing the price up to 3-4% higher than it was even in January. The rate of inflation for food, going to the farm, getting to know the farmer. Maybe you've decided, I think last year's track record suggested that, frankly, people were willing to pay more for food because they felt it was worth it. They didn't have any food at all to find in the grocery stores in March and April, so they went about their business. They, you, went about your business to find where the food really was coming from. And so many of the people, at least in my neck of the woods, had a land office, a big, big year in selling produce. And this year looks like it'll be about the same. And maybe it will be that way going forward because, again, hello, people have realized that the farm is the place to go to get the food, not the grocery store. But there are going to be other things. The weather this year, increased demand, the virus has upset the supply chains. So you're going to be paying more. That's just it. Whether it's short term, long term, whatever. But the farmer needs more money to survive. And unfortunately, this hasn't, it's gone into the produce department. It hasn't gone to the dairy people yet. Dairy farming is still very, very much in trouble. And we're seeing, you know, there are a lot of reasons for it because my explanation when people ask me this, well, why is the dairy farmer having such a hard time? Well, it's a combination of things. The big ag companies that got into this, especially the Dean Foods people, the Suiza family, it wasn't just they got in and they controlled 75% of the fluid milk supply, but they also produce crap. The stuff that comes out of most of their plants is horrible. The milk quality is nowhere near what it was 15, 20, 30 years ago. It just isn't. And so we're now, and then you're confronted by all these faker outfits that want almond water to be supposedly almond milk and coconut water to be, no, it's not milk, it's water. It's white water. It doesn't have any relationship to milk that comes out of a mammary gland at all. None. Zero. So anyway, expect to pay more. This program is about the food, family, and farm connection. So those of you who are buying the food, expect to pay more, because you are. And the farmers expect to get more, because you deserve it. And let's see where it all plays out when we're talking about it at the end of the season. Because the growing season basically has started. Many parts of the country are growing, even here in New England where I am. I've noticed on some of my Facebook friends' pages, the farms growing tomatoes. They did use agriculture. And, you know, there's some stuff coming along nicely. Looks good. Looks like we could see. Let's hope it is anyway. In a moment, we're going to spend some time with a fellow who's been here before, but because I believe in his movement, I think we ought to get an update on his story. Gene Bauer will join us from Farm Sanctuary in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer. Right now, some help with your body and your brain. Actually, I help you a lot when we talk about things like Calitrin, that's the way to lose weight, the natural way. Well, now, how about we take care of your head the same natural way with the dietary supplement Prevagen? Prevagen will lead you, because of the natural ingredients in it, to have a healthier brain as you get older. The brain health supplement, the vitamin D and the other natural things in the Prevagen routine, help you have a fabulous, you get older, you, hey, listen, we all know we start forgetting things. We have short-term memory losses, that kind of stuff, age-related cognitive impairments. Let's get over all of them. Very important for you to think about your brain as you think about your body. Think about your brain health. Think about your body health, brain. Brain, brain, brain. As you get older, let's make sure that that's a priority. I take in, you know, an example for me, if you want. I use this stuff every day. And listen to how wonderful I sound. Check it out. Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N. Available at most health food stores, and you can find it in a Whole Foods place like that, or online. Prevagen, healthier brain, much better life. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on which loans and total fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and LLC consumer access.org number 330.
Back to the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have back Gene Bauer, who's the president of Farm Sanctuary. Just for the benefit of people who don't really know that much about what you and your organization do at farmsanctuary.org, Gene, give us the Cliff Notes version, will you please?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Doug. Well, we are an organization that works to challenge the abuses of industrialized animal agriculture. We have two sanctuaries, one in New York, one in California, for animals who have been rescued. In some cases, literally, animals who have been thrown on piles of dead animals or left in trash cans. And then we're working to change the food system so we have a more diversified, localized system. And we're now looking at federal policies and trying to prevent some of the policies that have enabled this inhumane factory farming system that is bad for animals, bad for farmers, bad for consumers, and bad for the earth.
You know, one of the things that attracted me, I have not been to the New York facility. I have been to the California one. You prompted me to start something on my farm. I don't know if I told you that or not, because I'm not sure I was doing it the last time we had a chat. But I have, I had in my mind I wanted to have a bovine, equine, and canine sanctuary on my farm here in Massachusetts. I've accomplished to a point the bovine part of it, because cows are really what I'm most familiar with. I've been around them all my life. So we, every year, save some cows. Somebody will call me that knows that I'm doing it, and they'll say, I've got this cow, or I saw this cow at somebody's farm, they're going to slaughter it, or whatever it is, and I'll pay for it, you go get it, and can you raise it? And I said, yeah, I'll do that. So I've done that with cows, but I haven't done it with horses yet. I plan to, and then that deal sort of fell apart. I have sort of a little bit of a canine. I have a canine facility on my farm, and we're finding, the problem with all of this, Gene, when we get to the point, I don't know if it must affect you. When I see these animals, if I see a bunch of them together, I want to save them all. I want to grab every old bulldog that I see. I mean, that's kind of what it's about, isn't it, when you get into it?
Yeah, no, it's impossible to rescue all of the animals, unfortunately. But you do what you can. You help those that you can help, and you try to take heart from that and spend quality time with them, which is good for the animals and good for us.
It's great therapy. Let's talk about that, as a matter of fact. Animals used in therapy, as we continue here. We're talking to Gene Bauer, the president of Farm Sanctuary. Check out his website, farmsanctuary.org. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Yeah. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
Moving back into our fold here, talking on the American Family Farmer with Gene Bauer, president of Farm Sanctuary. Check out what goes on at Farm Sanctuary by going to farmsanctuary.org. Time magazine wrote about Mr. Bauer that he was the conscience of the food movement. Co-founder of Farm Sanctuary. Tell me about the other people that have helped put this together. Were they money people? Were they simpatico with your values? How have you come up with the people that have helped you, you know, the last 30 or so years?
Yeah, well, we started back in 1986, and at the time, there was actually not a lot of awareness about the problems with industrial animal agriculture. So we started very small, all-volunteer organization. But as time has gone and as people have learned more about the problems associated with intensive confinement and industrial agriculture, our support has grown, thankfully. We have members around the country, including celebrities. But most of our support comes from individuals who give small donations, who just believe in the work and care about the way we live on the planet, how we interact with other animals, and want to see a food system that is more sustainable, more compassionate, and better for everybody.
So under the circumstances, when you talk a lot about family farms, and I am one, I'm right there, there's just no, I find it so, the message from our family farm group is so compelling and so opposed to, if that's the right word, to this philosophy. And, you know, it isn't, sometimes things get exaggerated and they get, you know, they go beyond the beyond. But the factory food system has changed our lives, and I'm not sure a lot of people even recognize that. It isn't just animals, it's the whole business of growing food that has changed. And as we got further away from the farm, you know, it used to be when I was a kid, maybe you and I think about the same age, when we were kids, at least 40-50% of the country made its living on the land. Now it's 2%, if that even. And so that, people say, well, that means we have to do it better and smarter, and we have to make, you know, more big is better, and all that nonsense. So what's your reaction when somebody comes to you with that?
Yeah, no, I have heard that over and over, that you have to get big or you're out of business. And
well, Sonny Perdue, I had no use for him. He kept saying to people, yeah, you got to get bigger or you got to get out. What the hell kind of leadership is that?
It's completely backwards, in my opinion. I think what we need is a more diverse system where there are many small farms in communities across the country where farmers and consumers are more closely related. And what that does is it hopefully will create a situation where each dollar spent on food, you know, more of that dollar finds its way into the pockets of farmers instead of going to marketing organizations and, you know, interest
middle
and loans and banks.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, all that, right?
But the public has to realize, as you've suggested, what it costs to grow this stuff, and they haven't really been educated. At least some generations haven't been educated, and they all think, you know, all right, all the food's at the store. What else do I need to know?
No, you're right. People do need to recognize that it's important to pay a fair price for food and for farmers to receive a fair price for their labor. And, you know, this whole factory farming system is predicated on the exploitation of the land, exploitation of people who are working at below a fair price. And it is one that is ultimately unhealthy for consumers, because when we eat junk food, it also has significant health consequences. And it's been estimated that we could save, you know, over $100 billion a year, every year in the U.S. by eating a healthier, more wholesome, plant-centered diet.
That addresses part of it. The other side of it is how much food waste there is. We'll talk about that as we continue here. We have Gene Bauer with us from FarmSanctuary.org. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
DQ presents how to find meal fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then, feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy tastes good.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Emmy award-winning New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo addressed sexual harassment accusations Wednesday, saying he never touched anyone inappropriately. Between these serious allegations and the nursing home death cover-up by Cuomo, there's a bipartisan call for Cuomo to resign. He says he will not leave office. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill on Wednesday banning controversial police tactics and easing away for lawsuits against officers violating suspects' constitutional rights. By a vote of 220 to 212, it happened days before former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin goes on trial on a state murder charge in the death of Floyd last year. Chauvin's defense released a video showing packets of drugs in Mr. Floyd's mouth and have maintained an overdose as the cause of death. Seven college students died and four were injured during a tragic incident in La Paz, Bolivia, when a railing collapsed, sending them falling from a fourth-floor balcony. Tuesday's incident took place at the Public University of El Alto, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As Mississippi and Texas are easing COVID-19 restrictions and allowing their citizens to normalize life, President Biden insulted the intelligence of these Americans, calling us Neanderthals. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Several states have begun pulling back their COVID restrictions, with Texas and Mississippi announcing earlier this week that they were ending their mask mandates and all restrictions on business operations. On Wednesday, President Biden called the moves a mistake made with Neanderthal thinking.
I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now, these masks make a difference. The last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it. It still matters.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves said the president's reaction shows a lack of trust in the American people. He tells Fox News that restrictions were needed to protect his state's health care system. But as new cases and hospitalizations fall and more Mississippians are vaccinated, that protection is no longer needed.
So we no longer have a health care crisis in our state, and so we've got to allow our people to make good decisions. The fact is, I trust Mississippians, and I trust Americans to do what's best for themselves and their family. And I wish the president would focus on trusting Americans rather than trying to insult Americans.
Mississippi dropped the mask mandate Wednesday. Texas will drop the mask mandate and gathering limitations next Wednesday. Major League Baseball will play 14 spring training games today. Since most of the games are in Florida and Arizona, tickets are available to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest money. Hold one up.
Another half hour here of Focus. We'll start it off again with where we left off a few minutes ago. Gene Bauer from Farm Sanctuary is here. A lot of farmers turn up their nose at you and your values because they think you go too far, especially with stuff that goes on in stockyards. Yeah, I just don't believe, but that's me, in slaughtering animals. That's not in my wheelhouse. But many farmers have to do that in order to survive, which speaks to something that you mentioned a few minutes ago about having to do stuff like that in order to make the money to survive, because we haven't supported our farmers as we might, even though I think this past year was pretty good on most of the farms around. Well, certainly product farms. The dairy farmers are still getting screwed by bad government policy. And so I fast forward to we made our comments known about Sonny Perdue. I was very clear how I felt about him. The corruption in the way that money was distributed during the bailout last year was more than obscene, awful. Just awful. And a lot of guys that you and I both know, men and women on small farms, got nothing. I mean, I think I got $86.11
It's completely backwards. You know, this whole industrial system, you know, farmers who are factory farming are also farming the government. So public resources that really should support farmers who are doing a good job and are respectful to the land and respectful to animals are not being supported the way they should be by public dollars and public programs. And the factory farming system has been extracting and exploiting, you know, this federal largesse for decades. And that's a big part of the problem.
So that brings me around to somebody who's been fairly helpful to the natural ag movement, and that's Bill Gates, but yet he's buying up tons of land, and nobody seems to know. I think he's been asked, and he didn't give a direct answer as to why he's buying up thousands of acres here and there. It could be for good, and, you know, if it is, that's great. He seems to be supportive of other things in his various endowments that are helpful to the average person, not only here but elsewhere around the world. But I've seen nothing. Have you? As to why he's buying this land and where it's going to be used, how it's going to be used?
I have seen that he is purchasing land, but I don't know exactly why or what his plans are for that land. My hope is that he will make that land available to farmers, including small farmers, who are going to produce food in a sustainable, healthy way. And you know, the fact that he owns that land, you know, creates opportunities and options for him. And I think it's important to reach out and encourage him to utilize that land asset in a sustainable, positive, healthy way.
Well, I think he's capable of doing that. I just feel like, you know, it's his business, but yet it's everybody's business. If he's buying up a lot of land, is he going to? I'd bet on the side of him being smart with it and using it to help people. His philosophy seems to be pretty consistent in that way. Meanwhile, we have the confirmation of Tom Vilsack to go back to the USDA because he was the ag secretary under Obama. Nothing special with him. I don't see him as somebody who, I mean, he's not as bad as Sonny Perdue, but he sure as hell isn't anybody that's going to be on the side, generally speaking, or run out to be to make the cause celeb, the family farmer. He's pretty well tied to big ag, as far as I can see. What about you, Gene?
Yeah, no, that concerns me as well. He has been very, very close to the industrial agriculture movement and system. You know, although at his Senate hearing where he was being spoken to by lawmakers, he said that today it's a different time and he's a different person, which makes me hopeful that he will be open to and hopefully even advance more progressive policies regarding agriculture that would be supportive of smaller farms instead of the industrial system. So he has a bad history, but he has said that it is a different time and he's a different person. So I think we need to try to hold him to those words.
I was just looking at him, going back a little bit here. As you were talking, I got some more specifics in front of me. Gates owns 242,000 acres of land in Illinois, Iowa, Louisiana, and California. That's where the largest tracts are. Some of the folks who are observing him are calling him Farmer Bill. I don't know if that's because just because he owns all of that land. I'm not sure what he's doing with all of it. And one wonders whether it's dangerous. I mean, you don't know until you actually see. But is the acquisition, you know, I've always said over the years, the government owns too much land, and they make it too difficult. Bureau of Land Management makes it very difficult. I've been through this myself a couple of times around here where I am, trying to even continue to use land. I had a 35-acre tract that was corn, and I used it with a partner of mine for a number of years, and then he got out of it, and I was going to do it by myself, and the wildlife people said, nope, we're going to turn that 35 acres into a sanctuary. Keep in mind, this 35 acres was next to an 8,000-acre preserve, and they needed another 35 acres like I need another eyeball. So, you know.
Amazing. Yeah.
You see this stuff all the time. Let's go back to the farm sanctuary movement itself and the things that you are doing. Do you have people, do you ask people to donate so that we can adopt an animal in the name of the person who gives the donation? How does this work?
Yes, at Farm Sanctuary, we take care of animals who have been rescued from abusive conditions And so we allow people to adopt animals and to come visit and get to know these individuals. And so if you go to the website, farmsanctuary.org, there's information on visiting, although with COVID right now, that's limited. But, you know, in normal times, we are open for visitors, encourage visitors. And then for people who aren't able to visit or who are just interested, you can adopt a farm animal and you get updates about the animal you're helping us to care for. And you'll hear about their stories, about where these animals came from and about who they are and who their friends are at the sanctuary. And it's, you know, each of these animals, you know, just like cats and dogs, have feelings, they have personalities. Some are more outgoing than others. Some are more shy than others. So that's what our, you know, Adopt a Farm Animal program is about.
All right, I want to talk about therapy in a moment and how people can use some of these animals. That's becoming a new thing, and I think it's appropriate because there's a lot we can learn and get of, in terms of comfort from the feline, well, not feline, but the bovine, at least in my neck of the woods, bovine help. And I think you've got some of that with various animals. So we're having our time here with Gene Bauer from Farm Sanctuary. If you're ready to transform your life, let's say you've started already. You tried to lose some weight. New Year's resolution for the men and women in your family, lose that weight. It's almost like a chant, like in high school or at the football games, lose that weight. You know, win, win, lose that weight. Well, if you're transforming your body and you're not having such good luck, okay, you've been on the diet for a couple of months and you've lost 15, 20 pounds, and then when you stop being on the diet, you start putting the weight back on again, right? That's your problem. Okay, well, let me see if I can help you with your problem by steering you over to Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's a weight loss formula that is stimulant-free, drug-free, and a great, it's a really great companion to other weight loss programs that you might have been on, mostly because using Calotren will ensure that not only you lose the weight, but more importantly, or as important, you keep it off. What the hell? What's the good of spending all that money to try to lose the weight and then it comes back on again because you're sticking to your evil ways? I know the ice cream is good. I love it myself. So how about we do this? Go to toploss.com. Find somebody there you can have a Q&A session with, talking about specific things that you're going through. They have counselors available 7 days a week at toploss.com. Find out more about how they can support you with their product and their advice and their ideas. Calotren, toploss.com, the website. Check out using the DJV website, the DJV handle, and you'll save not only you don't have to pay for shipping, but you also will get that one-for-one deal that you can buy as many of these things as you want. Buy 40, you get 40 free. That's how it works. Only with a DJV code and only at toploss.com. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Let's finish it up now with Gene Bauer, president of Farm Sanctuary. So therapy animals. I've been trying to figure out, because my cows on the farm are like pets. They follow me into the house if they can get through the door. That's just the philosophy. We raise them as if they were pets. And a lot of people who are in the dairy business think that's dangerous because it's hard to control them. You know, that's not why I'm doing it. And I don't really, it's not that I don't care. I don't care, actually, because that's, you know, kind of my philosophy. So let's, how about using some of these animals, which maybe I better ask it this way. Which animals do you have on these two sanctuaries that have been most positively received when it comes to helping people in a therapeutic way?
Yeah, well, I think you raise a really interesting point here. You know, how we interact with animals, and if we treat other animals with kindness and compassion, and they respond in kind, it is healing both for humans and other animals. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, and different animals have different sorts of personalities. You know, cows, I think, are very calming. And, you know, there are times like when people have laid in the pasture with cows and the cow's breathing is almost sympathetic with the human breathing, right? So there's that kind of connection that occurs. There are sheep in our sheep barn who are very friendly, and they love to be petted. Yeah. And if somebody is petting one of our sheep and starts walking away, the sheep will paw at them like a dog or a cat would.
Oh, yeah. For more pets. Yeah, yeah.
So that's another of these kinds of interactions that people have found very inspiring and very healing. You know, interacting with other animals in a positive way is very healing, just as is being in nature and being in healthy environments and just slowing down and being present in the moment. And I think animals help us to do that.
Well, it's a good example. You know, this for me, it's all about the children, because sometimes it's hard to get through to the adults. They've already kind of made their way in the world. But I try to grab these little kids that come onto the farm, and I bring them into the pasture and teach them that the cows aren't there. They're going to hurt them. You know, they are large, and they're noisy, and they're smelly. But they're also a lot of fun. And so I invariably get pictures and post them on my website like you do of, let's say, a cow sticking out her tongue and licking a little girl, and the girl screams. And, you know, but that teaches them about what life is about. And if you can't live on a farm, at least you can take advantage of seeing what goes on the farm. And that's what's missing today, I think, more than anything else, Gene. Isn't it, really?
Yes. No, we share this world with many other animals. And unfortunately, in many cases, human beings treat other animals unkindly.
Yep.
And I think that also, you know, undermines our own humanity and our own empathy. So cruelty to animals doesn't only affect the other animals. It affects us. And when we treat other animals with kindness, I think everybody's life is improved. And we see this at Farm Sanctuary, and you're describing similar situations at your farm where people can interact with other animals in a positive way. And you contrast that with what it's like in a factory farm, which is very stressful. The animals are unhappy.
Yeah.
Or in a slaughterhouse. Yeah. You know, those are very unhappy places for everybody.
Yeah. Awful. Okay. So quickly, if you would like to adopt or support the mission, you can do that just simply by going to farmsanctuary.org. That's where Gene and his staff have all the information about where the animals are. I've not, as I said, been up to Watkins Glen. You know, I've driven by there. I should go to the farm to see the pasture. It's quite a bucolic place, a lot different than what you see when you're in California, but still the message is the same. So help yourself to the info and maybe helping out some animals as well and the ideas that they support at Farm Sanctuary. FarmSanctuary.org. Gene Bauer, president of the organization, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Moving back into our American Family Farmer, don't forget we have a Family Farmer podcast every week. It consumes a lot of people's times, and it isn't that time-consuming, actually. A half hour or so, and you can catch up on a lot of the things that we talk about on the American Family Farmer in the regular show. For example, there's a focus in the one that's out there right now on maple syrup that didn't come from the East Coast, but in fact the West Coast. A great story about this area in Washington State, a couple of hours north of Seattle, what it tastes like, what it's like to create syrup, maple syrup on the West Coast, because we all do. I mean, let's admit it. We all think that most of the great maple syrup comes from farms like mine. I got all the pots and barrels and buckets on maple trees all over the farm this year. It's really the first year that I've done it, but I wanted to do it because that was kind of a fun thing to do. It's a great teaching thing, and it also tastes fabulously. Now, this stuff does as well, but it's just it's different because on the West Coast. So hear that story. Also, I guess my rant, maybe that's the best way to describe John Deere. I'm not a fan of the way they are treating farmers. Anybody who's bought a John Deere tractor in the last year knows exactly what I'm talking about. So we get into that and a lot of other things that are ancillary to supporting American Family Farmers organizations, that sort of thing. So if you want to check it out every week, you can find a different story, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. That's how that works. Now, my thoughts this week have to do with food waste. I actually was going to get into that a little bit with Mr. Bauer, but I didn't have time. But I think it's worth a moment or two in terms of not only opinion, but facts and ideas, the news from the world of food is that a third, one-third of all food in our country gets wasted. Fixing that would eliminate a lot of problems, whether it has to do with feeding and food security, that's what they call it, helping the farmer to produce more of the right sorts of things. When I look around and I see what's being done here, it's obnoxious. And, you know, we waste all this food. All those people are out there yelling and screaming. This is what's so inconsistent about things like the climate change movement. Okay, these people are out rattling their sword. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to eliminate methane gas. We're going to do blah, blah, blah. You know what? Let's get back to Earth. If we didn't waste as much food as we do, that is, if we were putting it to the greater good, right now, our carbon footprint with the food that's wasted is 8% more than all of the carbon footprint that every airline in the world creates. That's how bad. And the fact that 26 million Americans don't have enough food because of the virus or whatever the heck it is, the children that go to bed hungry every night by the millions. What an outrage. And the stupid laws that are passed to keep farmers from giving food that they might want, you know, the seconds, whatever it is, or the restaurants that are told you can't give your food away because it's against the Board of Health Code. Where is the common sense? Give me a break. This is outrageous. We produce around the world more than enough food to feed everybody. There shouldn't be one person in the world anywhere who goes to bed hungry. But because of big government, big ag, stupid people with bad ideas, we have this waste. 37%. 37% of the waste is in this country alone. I mean, come on. I know farmers don't waste it. They feed it. I feed all the extra stuff that I go around to the grocery stores and pick up bread and pick up foodstuffs, apples, veggies and stuff. Feed that all to the cows, to the goats, to the ducks, chickens. And, you know, it makes me feel better because I figure, all right, we're helping in terms of what is being wasted. But all that food could be used. Some of it's just a day old. Pies, cakes, meat, that kind of stuff. It could be used for people to save them from being hungry. I mean, I know a lot of great, I have a great friend in Denver who has sort of a food bank that she's running with a lot of her friends helping to serve the needs of those people who are hungry in Denver. They wouldn't have to do that if they took the food that came out of the grocery stores and just gave it to people that need it. This is nuts. Whether it's purchased or cooked doesn't make any difference. We are just nuts in this country. So maybe it's something that we ought to be giving some thought to before too much more time elapses. That's a practical way, I think, of dealing with the problem. Hopefully you get a lot of practical news and information here on the American Family Farmer Show every week. I'm Doug Steffen. It's harvest time.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.